Again, Gunnar Schiesch for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I am Rhonda McBride here with you. You've heard a lot about the three R's in academics, but how about the three C's, curiosity, creativity, and courage? These are important traits to embrace and very much needed for women who are pursuing careers in science. And although a lot of progress has been made, the gender gap is still huge. That's why a group called Inspiring Girls Expeditions is trying to get girls hooked on science at an early age by recruiting them for wilderness adventures in high school. And we have some pretty exciting ones here in Alaska. And here to tell us about it, we have Joanna Young. She is the Alaska Program Director for Inspiring Girls Expeditions. And Jin Yue Trousel, Girls on Ice in Alaska. She's a 2021 alumnist. And we also have Sierra Lloyd. She also participated in the Girls on Water 2019 program. So I'm going to start with you, Joanna, because I just feel so incredibly, I hate to use the word jealous, but I wish that these kind of programs had been around when I was a kid.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I really wish that had been the case. I would have been able to discover science and the outdoors so much earlier than I did, sort of on my own.
You know, that is such a wonderful experience that kids are getting offered today. How long has this program been around and where did it get started?
Yeah, the program actually has been around since 1999. We started with just the Girls on Ice program that was offered in the Cascades in Washington State, and that was started by our director, Aaron Pettit. And in 2012, we grew to have a program here in Alaska that's called Girls on Ice Alaska. And since then, we've just grown and expanded, and now we have branches and expeditions in Colorado, Oregon, Canada, Switzerland, Austria, and soon to be New Zealand. So we've really just grown and have expeditions all over the place now.
Boy, we'll have to talk with you more about the impact of these expeditions, but I want to go to Jin Yue and Sierra. First of all, can you give us an update on your educational life? Where are you now in school? And then maybe tell us what you like best about the program. And we'll start with you, Jin Yue.
Yeah, so I'm a senior in high school right now, and I have been doing lots of college applications, and I've been thick into writing essays and all of that. Yeah.
Wow. And then
my favorite part about the expedition, I think it's just such a great way to try something new. And it's just a great, great community to do that.
A way to stretch your boundaries in some unexpected ways, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I'll definitely take what I've learned and use that in the future in college and beyond.
So Sierra, where are you in school right now?
I am a sophomore at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I'm currently pursuing a degree in chemical oceanography, which was a great deal inspired by my time in a Girls on Water. I got to do some hands-on research while I was out there, and I loved it so much that this is what I want to do when I'm out of school.
So I forgot to ask each of you, too, is where are you from? What's your home community, Sierra?
Oh, I'm from Juneau.
All right. So you can put what you know to practice right here at home. and you.
That's my goal.
And you, Jin Yue, where are you from?
I'm also from Juneau, too.
Ah, well, that is wonderful that you are both from this community, so young women in this community can go and talk to you about it. So, Sierra, what did you like best about this program?
Well, before this program, I'm someone who's really into the outdoors and science, and I had had some trouble kind of finding friends with super similar interests to me. And it just seemed like the perfect opportunity to make new friends who were kind of going down the same path as me. And I did exactly that. And then the additional like field experience that I got was just phenomenal.
Do you think that Junoites have a leg up just because the natural environment is all around us? I mean, you don't have to go far to find wilderness.
This is very true. Yeah, I mean, I think all of Alaska has a leg up. I mean, here at Fairbanks, we've got a lot of trails and I mean, it's a different environment, but it does remind me a lot of home in that it's very easy to get outdoors and have some fun.
Well, let's talk about getting outdoors and having some fun, Joanna. I mean, how many different kinds of expeditions do you have in Alaska, and what's the timetable for those?
We've got three expeditions running this summer. The first one is called Girls on Ice Alaska, and it is based out of Fairbanks, but we end up going into the Alaska Range onto a glacier, and that happens in June. The next one we have is called Girls on Water, which is what Sierra went to, and that takes place based out of Homer in Kachemak Bay, and that happens in July, and it's a sea kayaking program. And then our newest program is called Girls in the Forest, and it takes place on the Chena River near Fairbanks, and it happens in August, and that is a hiking and pack rafting expedition.
So I guess the question is how many slots do you have for the young people, and how do you apply to get them, and does it cost you an arm and a leg to be a part of this?
Those are great questions. Well, for the expeditions themselves, we've got 27 spots. There are 9 participants on each program and about 3 to 4 instructors. So a really nice ratio of instructors to participants. We also have, we're partners with several of our other branches that I mentioned. So there are also opportunities for Alaskans to get accepted onto other programs in other parts of the U.S. or North America as well. So they can, anyone interested can apply on inspiringgirls.org, and you can make your way to our application website. And the real special and unique thing about our program, which I think really sets us apart from so many others, is that it is completely tuition free. And so we cover everything that any participant would need. There's no cost. We provide gear, transportation, all of the food, all the and we even cover travel to the start of the program if the participant is unable to provide that themselves or their families. So really, there's no financial barrier to having anybody on these programs. And I think that's what really makes us special.
So I imagine, though, that you probably have more applicants than you have openings. So how do you go about winnowing down the candidates?
Yeah, our application process is, well, it's all about asking a series of short essay questions, and they're sort of designed just to get to know the unique aspects of that person and what their lives are like and what their interests are. And I would say, you know, to give a little bit of a leg up to anyone listening who's thinking of applying, what we really like to see is just, you know, passion and excitement about the outdoors or science. And if you can express that, you know, through your essay questions, then that's really what we're looking for. We're not looking for grades. We don't ask about, you know, past achievements or past opportunities. We're just looking for passion and interest, and especially, you know, catered to those who haven't had a chance to do anything like this before. So I would really nudge anyone who's thinking about it, but who's not quite sure if they're right for the program to check out our website and give us a look, because you might be exactly who we're looking for. We're always excited to have folks on the program who've never done something like this before.
So I want to turn to Yin Yue and Sierra and just ask you a little bit more about how the expedition affected your life. Because it's just a short period of time, but what did you take away from it?
Yeah, so I wanted to share one of our last activities that we did as a group was to write down three things that we were feeling right at that moment. And one of my words was accomplished. I was really nervous about it beforehand. And afterwards, I made new friends and I got to camp on a glacier and I just put myself out there and I got to see what I was capable of doing. And that just made me feel really accomplished and empowered.
Well, we all have trouble mustering the confidence sometimes to do things. So it sounds like this whole exercise is a confidence booster. How about you, Sierra?
I mean, it's really the Girls on Water expedition. It really set me on the path that I'm on today. When I went into it, I wasn't totally sure what I wanted to do. I kind of had an idea that I wanted to go into something science. But I didn't know for sure. I didn't know what I wanted my life to look like after college. And then I went on this expedition and I met all of these young women who were had scientific minds and were adventurous. And we all supported and uplifted each other throughout the entire expedition. And it made me realize that that was being outdoors, doing science, especially surrounding the ocean, because I was on the sea kayaking expedition. That was what I wanted to do. And I made some really great friends on that expedition, one of whom I still talk to every day. And it was just awesome to get to know all of them.
You know, I can see what you're saying, that as an adolescent, as a teen, there is this feeling of being alone sometimes or feeling like you're the odd one out. And I kind of had that experience going to a music camp in high school, finding kids with a similar passion, and then I didn't feel so odd. But I guess one of the things I wanted to talk about, and I'll go back to you, Joanna, for this, is a lot of kids might not apply for something like this because they would say, oh, I'm not good at math. I can't be a scientist. Or, you know, they may have barriers that make them think they can't apply for something like this. So, and I see that this program combines art and science. Do you think that helps with that, for people to get over their fears that this can be a wonderful thing for them and they'll fit in?
Absolutely. I think the person you've just described who thinks, I'm not good at science because I'm not good at math, or, you know, this isn't for me, that's exactly the type of person who we're trying to reach and trying to get out into the field to see what science really looks like when you're actually doing it in the field. I think it's quite different than what a lot of us think it might look like, especially, you know, from spending so much time in the classroom, sort of learning about science from textbooks. This is just a really unique opportunity to see what real field science looks like. And yes, absolutely, the sort of integration of science and art on our program is another really special characteristic that I think helps to bring in some really creative ways to look at the natural world. And I think that's very complementary for science. We're just looking at the landscape through slightly different lenses. You know, a scientist might look at a mountain ridge and sort of wonder how it's formed and what processes built it. But an artist might look at that same ridge and be interested in the colors and textures that they can see. And we explore sort of all of these different ways of looking at the landscape on the program. And so, yes, if you're interested in art, please check us out again. We're at inspiringgirls.org. And the last day to start an application, I should say, is January 24th. So we're coming up on that deadline now.
All right. And so Juno girls know where to turn to. They have Yinyue and Sierra to talk with someone who they may even know. Well, I want to thank all of you for being here with us and just sharing your experiences. And Johanna Young, we really appreciate all the information. Yinyue Trossel and Sierra Lloyd.